I have a challenge for you. Write your autobiography in 6 words. I think Jesus's might be, "You're loved and the kingdom is near." You see, Jesus is this master of letting us know that we are loved and then inviting us on a journey to be made perfect in that love as we encounter more and more of God's kingdom here and now. Today, we're wrapping up our Everybody Always series, and to be honest, this is my favorite part of the book. And so I thought it would be fun to take that 6-word biography that I made for Jesus and talk about how we can use that to remind us of some deep truths. I always imagined that Jesus could roll into a town and find the biggest, baddest dude in the place and bring him to tears because of the kind of love that he extends. If you don't believe me, you can just look in scripture. Look at Jairus the centurion or Zacchaeus or some gnarly fishermen who were looking for hope that was bigger than their fishing nets, and they became disciples. Or prostitutes and Pharisees, this guy named Saul who became Paul. Jesus demonstrates that love is powerful. And that love that Jesus offers is an offer of forgiveness and acceptance. I imagine that looking into Jesus' eyes would be like seeing all of my fears and failures laid before me and still knowing that everything's gonna be all right, because the worst thing is never the last thing. And so we've been talking a lot about fears and failures in this series, and I want you to know that your failures don't define you, that you matter, and that you are loved. Often as a pastor, I am asked questions about how certain theological things work. And let me reassure you that sometimes I kind of know, and sometimes I'm asked about like things like how forgiveness works. And to be honest, I don't know. But I'm confident that it does work, regardless of the way. And that I need it because there I struggle daily on my journey with God. I struggle to be reminded that I am loved. However, when I do remember that I'm loved and that Jesus loves me and has big plans for me, I am encouraged to tackle my next big God-sized dream. This often has little to do with me becoming the best me that I can be, and everything to do with becoming more like the one who is already perfect. This is the idea behind Pastor Charles Sheldon's 1896 book, In His Steps, where the pastor, who's a main character, calls his congregation, calls his church, to not take an action without asking the question, what would Jesus do? And we see that putting this into practice not only changes behavior, but hearts start to slowly become more perfect, like our perfect example, Jesus. If we are to follow Jesus, we also need to be willing to spend time with him. We need to spend time brushing up on our scriptures and sharing stories with other people whose lives have been changed by Jesus. In the Everyone Always book, Bob Goff, the author, tells a story about his mountaineering guide would lead him. And when Bob would stumble, he was close enough to the guide to be caught. Powerful story. I remember when I was just getting into whitewater kayaking and a buddy of mine, Everett, who was also my boss, would tell me to follow him. And when I did, things went great. But when I focused on something else, like the rapid, the size of a Greyhound bus, and that's how it got its name, rather than my guide, things didn't go so well at all. And yet, even in my failure, Everett would tell me what had happened, show me how to follow better and to where to place my paddle strokes, and even begin to start to see things like he would, things that were in plain sight that now I could see, but before I was blind. That's the way Jesus does it. When he says, follow me because the kingdom of God is near, When we learn to love as Jesus does, you start to see that heaven isn't some distant, far-off place, but it's as far as the grass between your toes or your neighbor across the street. While Jesus' call to follow him is simple, it surely is costly. It means that we have to love everyone always. And this includes our enemies. Yep, you heard me right. You read the scripture right. We have to love the hard people. Great love involves incredible risk at times. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not condoning some kind of recklessness where you put yourself in danger, but I would say that loving everybody always means that we're not gonna let fear keep us stuck where we are. Also, if we wanna follow Jesus in a way that really reveals the kingdom here and now, we have to be willing to let go of some of our baggage. We have to want to be like Jesus bad enough to be honest and honestly forgive those who have wronged us. This is costly, because sometimes those grudges can be like a safety net for our negative feelings, but they can also hold us back from the promise that's in store for us. If you want a little pro tip about loving tough people, remind them how far that they have come rather than how much further they need to go. Now, as we start to wrap up a little bit today, be reminded that Jesus invites us to follow him so that we might see the kingdom of God here and now. And we show our progress by the way that we even love our enemies. This love can take us to the far reaches of Uganda, like Bob writes in his book. But it can also mean leaving little gifts on someone's porch and offering forgiveness to somebody who has caused us harm. And so I would encourage you this week, try writing your 6-word autobiography. And I hope you make allowance to love everyone always. And then reflect on how you might use that question of what would Jesus do to help you live into those 6 words and see the kingdom more fully. And for what it's worth, I think mine would be transformation through grace and grit. Thank you guys so much for being on this journey and being wild about making room for everybody always. I really appreciate our time together. And now let's close with a word of prayer. God of grace, I give you thanks for the way in which you call us into the wonderful and wild world of loving those tough people. Allow us to breathe. Allow us to take on the courage of stepping out and letting go, of stepping out of our comfort zone at times and letting go of frustration and living into forgiveness. God of wonders and God of peace, allow us to grow bigger and bigger so that we might see through your love, your kingdom that is here and now, and share that gift with those that we see. God, thank you for being our guide as we follow you more closely each day. Amen. Thank you, guys.